We're on Yud Dalad Amud Beis, about 8 lines from the top at the Gufa. Gufa, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Afal Pi Shenechachu Beit Shammah Beit Hillel Beit Saros, Modim Shein Mamzer El Mimishi Sura Isser Erva Ve'Anush Karis. We saw this yesterday, that even though we have a Machlokes Beit Shammah Beit Hillel, Agave Saros the Arayas, we're going to see who, but they agree that there is no mamzer from the Israelites. In other words, the one that they disagree with, they agree that even though we disagree with you, but we're moda that the children that are going to come out of the relationship that we usher are not going to be mamzerim. Okay, so now the Gemara clears who's moded who. Man modim. Ilema Beit Shammah le Beit Hillel. The Beit Shammah is moded to the Beit Hillel, that even if, though they are going to marry out, marry the Abam HaLashok, they're not going to be mamzerim. Pshita. That's obvious. B'nei Chai Ve'lavim K'sherim Ninhu. I mean, there's only a lav to marry out, to marry Yavam HaLashuk is only a lav. So that's a pot. You don't have to tell me that they're moded, that the kids are not going to be mamzerim. Of course they're not going to be mamzerim. It's only a nisr lav. Ela Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. If you're going to say maybe the other way around, that Beis Hillel agrees to Beis Shammai, that if the Yibum was done with the Tzaras Erva, that it's going to, that they're not going to be a mamzerim, then that's not true. As we know, he gufa chayve kareisus he. It's a nisir kareis to marry, according to them, to marry the Tzaras Erva. So that can't be either. So there, in the Gemara answers la'olam Beit Shammai le'Beit Hillel. So really, it's talking about the Beit Shammai agrees to Beit Hillel that there's going to be no mamzerim here. And but we said that's pshita. That's only a nisir lav. So Gemara answers, "Ein achanami das lafuke mi de Rabbi Akiva. Da amar yesh mamzer al mechay ve'lavin tamash malan sein mamzer al mechay ve'lavin." So this is according to this lafuke Rabbi Akiva. As we know, Rabbi Akiva holds that there are mamzerim even if there's a relationship that's only asur by a lav, as in this case, the Yavam HaLashuk is only a lav. But shita Rabbi Akiva is even the children from that is mamzerim. Kamash Malan, that not like Rabbi Akiva, that the kids are not going to be mamzer. Okay, Rashi, Shita b'nei chavei lavim k'sherim ninu. Sater mid Rabbi Akiva l'kaman perkacholah. Okay, next. Now we're going back to the Gemara. We're discussing again if Beit Shammai, as we spoke about yesterday in detail, whether Beit Shammai followed their Shita or not. That they actually Lamaisa deal with things like Beis Hillel, or that they stick to their own sheets and Lamaisa or not. Tashma. Afa Pishanechlaku Beit Shammah Beis Hillel. Even though we have a machlekes between Beit Shammah and Beis Hillel in the following list of things, and what are they? Betzaros, as we know in our Mishnah, the Tzaros Arayas, they argue. Uba Chayos, in the case of a Chayos, meaning the case being you have four brothers, two of them married two sisters, and the brother and those two that married the two sisters died, and then the wives fell to the other two brothers. So Beit Shammai held that even though they're not allowed to get married, but if they do yibum, if they did, they can stay. Whereas Beit Hillel says no, you have to give them a get, you have to divorce them. That's one machlekes. Another machlekes, beget yashan, is if somebody wrote a get to his wife and had yichud with her afterwards, that according to Beit Shammai, he can still use that get. He can use it still. And Beit Hillel says, no, you're not allowed to use that get. Next, we have a safek eshes ish. Rashi's going to bring down two different shatim. We'll just bring the first for now. And that is talking about a regular akdana, that her father died, the mother of the brother married her off, so now she has she's allowed to do miyun. And so akdana that is allowed to do miyun is called a safek eshes ish, because it's possible, we don't know, it's possible that she's going to, you know, cancel the, leave him, and it's going to be that she was never married, or she might stay, and therefore she remains a married woman. So it's a call, that's called a Safek Eshes Ish, and they have their Machloikasim over there, of whether it has to be, there's a number of things, the most, the first thing in there is that whether only an Arusa can do a Miyun, or even a Shammai says only a Arusa could do a Miyun, whereas Beit Hillel says Arusa or a Nesua. So that's another Machlokes. And Umagarish Asishto Valani Mova Pundak. Another case where they argue is a man divorces his wife and then he has Yichud with her, right, in a hotel. So the question is, are we cautious that he remarried her? And we have a Machlokes. Beit Shammai says you don't need a new get, Beit Hillel says you do need a new get. And finally, Legabe Kesef Kedushin. According to Beit Shammai, Kesef Ushvei Kesef, and according to Beit Hillel, it's enough to get married with a Pruta or a Shvei Pruta. Okay, so here we have a list of, even though Nechuz Beit Shammai Beit Hillel and all these things, still, Lo Nimnu Beit Shammai Milisa Nashi Mi Beit Hillel, Velo Beit Hillel Mi Beit Shammai, they still married into each other, the two groups, lelamedcha shechibud bereus noagim zebezet, to tell us that they had tremendous love for each other, lekayem mashen emar haemes v'shalom mehavu, that you should love truth and peace. Rabbi Shimon Omer, he argues seemingly and says nimnu hein mina vadai velo nimnu mina safek. At this point, the Gemara thinks what that means is that no, they did refrain from marrying each other, but only in the cases that were vadai. We knew exactly what happened, as opposed to safek. The havamin is at this point we think lana ima bepundiki. Right after he divorces her, then he has yichud. So we don't know if he actually had relations with her or not. So safek. So in that case, they would marry because maybe, you know, nothing happened. We don't know. So safek. But in any case, we do know exactly what happened, so then they would refrain from marrying each other. Okay, that is the Abraisa. Now, the Gemara is going to make a diuk from what we just said, the words of Rabbi Shimon. Iyamar bishlama asu mishum hachinimnu. So if we're going to say that Beit Shammai, in fact, not only said what they said, they actually acted that way, lamaisa, so now makes sense why nimnu. Why they, in the case of the Vadai, they refrain from marrying each other because each one, you know, they were doing something wrong. Ela Iyamar lo asu, but if Beit Shammai didn't do their shita, they were Maisa holding like Beit Hillel Lamaisa, then Amai Nimnu. So then why did why would they refrain from marrying each other? Everybody was following Beit Hillel, not a problem. So now the Gemara, though, doesn't like this. Do you why? Vitizbara, he says, even according to you, nahi nami de asu, you want to say that they did, okay? So let's just, for argument, say, yeah, Beit Shammai say they not only paskin de mamish, they acted like their shita. So it's anyway shver. Why? Bishlama Beit Hillel, nimnu mi Beit Shammai. We can understand why Beit Hillel didn't marry into Beit Shammai. Why the chavei krasis to the ninhu? Umamzeri mehem le Beit Hillel. Because according to Beit Hillel, right, you're not allowed to do, the Tzaras Erva is not allowed to do Yibum. And if you do, you're going to have Mamzeri. Okay, so that we can understand why Beit Hillel didn't marry into Beit Shammai. Ela Beit Shammai, Amai lo Nimnu. But if Beit Shammai, why didn't they marry women from Beit Shammai? Maybe Beit Hillel. B'nei Chai Ve'lavi Ninhu, Ksherim Ninhu. Right, the children that come from that are only, they're Yavama Lashuk. And it's their love. That's all the kids are there for. Are not mamzerim or anything. So why it says? But yet we saw in the brayta lo nimnu beit shammai milisa nashim beit hillel velo beit hillel beit shammai in both directions. So why? What's so terrible about beit shammai? Why were they nimnu from beit hillel? So the Gemara answers and says, oh, kid amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Lo nitzcha elo latzara atzma. So hachanami lo nitzcha elo latzara atzma. So the Ein Hachanami, bringing Rav Nachman, is on the next Amud, and what he says over there, we're using him over here. In Ein Hachanami, why they were nimna, not because of what the kids are going to come from, eh? They were nimna from the woman herself, right? Still, Yavama Lashuk is still an Isser Lav, and they were nimna means they didn't marry this, which they held, this woman who was a Yavama Lashuk, because it's an Isser Lav. So not forget about the kids, just the woman herself. That's what they were nimna. They were nimna from marrying this woman who was Yavama Lashuk. Okay. So now the Gemara asks and says, Umaishna mina vadai visurahu, safik nami isurahu. So why were they nimna dafka from the vadai? Even the safik, where is the choshesh, etc., that maybe he was marrying her again, when Ilana Mabundaki, in the case of which was a safik. So that should also be, they should nimna also from that. I mean, it's a safik, but it's a legitimate safik. So why shouldn't they, nimna from the case of the safik also? So the Gemara says, Ein hachanami, lo tema min hasafik, ela ema min hastam, demodi lehu ufarse. The Gemara says, Ein hachanami, change it. It doesn't mean, like we said it now, that the lo nimnu min hasafik, but rather, they were lo nimnu min hastam. In other words, only if they knew vadai who this woman was, and according to their sheet, it was us or that, they would nimna. But if they didn't hear anything, so then they would, didn't hear anything, then they would marry. Why would they marry if they didn't hear anything? Because they would tell each other. And since they told them, so they would know who she was. And so if there was a problem, they didn't hear anything, so they knew, we didn't hear anything, must be, they're okay. The woman's okay to us. And so that's what it means. So in other words, they were nimnu mina vadai, that they knew who the woman was, and not finasafik, mean not finasafik, it should mean minasam. Minasam, because sam, they knew it was okay. Why was it for sure okay? Because otherwise they would have told them. The Gemara says, ayumai kamash malan, dava reyus no gimizemizem, therefore, what's the chiddush in this? You want to tell us that the chiddush is that they had this av and reyus, and therefore they would tell each other, and therefore any some case they didn't hear anything, they knew for sure it was okay if they didn't hear anything. That's the chiddush. Hainu Reisha. And we read that's what the Tanakhama said, the Ava Reish had, that they had Rabban and Reish. So Gemara answers, Hakamash Malan, the Kula Rabbi Shimon he. So the Chiddush is that it's all Rabbi Shimon. Meaning it's not the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon, the whole Bryce is Rabbi Shimon. That they didn't withhold marrying each other because they, meaning Minastam, because they had this Ava Reish, and they would have told each other, therefore, if there be any problem according to the other Shita. And therefore, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Nimnu Mina Vale, therefore only when they knew something wrong, but not Mina Stam, since they had this Av of Areyas. So it's all Rabbi Shimon. Okay. Now let's see all the Rashis here. Okay. Bitsaros, there we have this. Okay, so now the Rashi's going through this list we had over here of these, on the Chol Kasim, of all these different things in the Braisa. All right, the Beget Yashan, Besafek Ishidiz, Megarish Rishna, Lano, etc. So, Tsaras, as we saw in the Tsaras Erva, they argue in this in Vimasnis, in our Mishnah. Ubachaya, that's in Perik Daladachin, which we explain the case. And Besafek Ishidiz, the Perik Bechamaitnan, Bechamayomrim, Ein Memanim, Ela Arusas, etc. So, the first shot Rashi gives us, we mentioned, and that is, Asafek Ishidiz is a woman, a girl, more correctly, that can do miyun, and there's a machloikis, Beishamai Zillo, what type? Beishamai says dafka rusos, whereas Beishillo says even nesuas. Vaktana bas miyun kari safik eshesis, that she's called a safik eshesis, why dilma memamenes venafka, because maybe she's going to do miyun and leave, and therefore she's called a safik eshesis. Okay, now Rashi brings another possibility. Lishnachrina nire shchiv mira. Talking about a case, this is again another explanation of what the suffix ishes is. It's a man that gave his, a man was very sick, and he wrote a get to his wife and said that this is a will, this get will go into action, he made a condition, it will go into action if I die, he said. And if not, if I get better from the sickness, then the get's not a get. So kolotama yamim nikret safek eshesish. So this safek eshesish is all those days until we see what happens, which is either he's going to get better or he's going to die. She's called safek eshesish. Why? Because if he gets better, So then the get was not a good get. And therefore, if in the meantime, as we're going to see, let's say she lived with another man in the meantime, before we find out what happened, and then in the end, he gets better, means that the get was not a good get, means she was an Eish HaTzis the whole time. And if he dies, then that's fine. So in the meantime, she has this Safek Eish HaTzis status. Kidatanya, Mahi Kolotana Yamim. What's her status during these days? And so we see what happens, whether he dies or he gets better. Rabbi Yossi Omer Bilato Safek, that he has to, if somebody else lives with her, he has to bring an Asham Talui, because could be that he's living with an Eish HaTzis. Depends on what happens. Rabbi Meir Omer Bilato Tluya, that he doesn't bring an Asham Talui, but we have to wait, somebody else lives with her, we have to wait to see what happens. Could be that he's going to have to bring a chatas in the end, could be not, depending on what's going to be with him, if he's going to live or not. Utnan lo titiached imo, el al piedim. So that's, and even the husband himself that gave the get is not allowed to have a yichud with her, unless with like these shomrim, with edim. Afal pi shalosh aninu b'machloket b'cham ezelel. Even though lemaisa, though, we don't see that the farish, you know, this case, brought down anywhere that the Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel argue on this specific case. We don't see it specifically, but Al Korchach Nechelku Baal Tomachloikesh Nechelku Bemagaris Hashish Tovalanimo Bepundik. But as we see in other case over here that we saw, when he divorces his wife and then has Yichud with her, the Shaila, you know, whether he lived with her L'Shem Kedushin or not, so that same thing would apply over here, right? That if he had Yichud with her, in the meantime, the Shiloh, whether we need a new get or not, and whether that get that he gave was good or not. That same Machloikas over there applies over here as well. But Beit Shammai Damri, Lo Amri, that we don't say, Hein Hein Eidi Yichud, Hein Hein Eidi Biyah, and therefore, we don't assume that they had relations that would create the marriage. Therefore, Hein Atzricha, get Sheini, you don't need another get. Beit Hillel, Damri, Hein Hein Eidi Yichud, Hein Hein Eidi Biyah, Tzricha, Imenu Get Sheini, you would need another get. So that same machloikas that would apply for the pundak would apply over here in this case as well. And the Bach is not gory, the next few words, and he says the hatsa miflagu ba Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbanan diktani, as it says over there, ra'u ashnichachedimo. We're talking about this case over here with the when he gives the get, etc. And then they saw there was yichud between the two in the ve'afela, etc. That's what they argue in, that same machloikas. As we said, the Amar Keman Azlahad Rabbi Yochanan, machloikas Kesharu Shaniv Lavo, Bahid Rabbi Yochanan, Zgabe Vaplukta Beit Shammai Beit Hillel Itmar, Legabe, this machloikas of Lana Vapundaki. Okay. Get Yashan. What is that? A Magar Sashishto, Velana Mova Pundakim, Meseches Gitin Vibrazore. So we have the get yashan we mentioned. That's if he after he writes a get, he then has yichud with her, and then we have a magar shatish tovalana mibundiki. Says Rashi, that's mesekas gittin meazorik. And the last case was bekesav v'shvei kesav v'pruta shvei pruta linyan kedushe isha. We see saw this machloikas that Beit Shammai yomrim bedinar v'shvei dinar. He's in order to be a kedushin has to be a dinar or the value of that. Vitilami Maputa Shvei Pruta, a pruta of that value. Vidinar hu kesef tsuri. What is this dinar that Beit Shammai says? It's silver. Kesef tsuri. Vapruta he shel nechoshes. It's copper. Vachi kamaracha, and therefore this is what we're saying over here. But kesef, which Shvei kesef, li Beit Shammai. Even though it doesn't say in our brice over here who says what, it says kesef shvei kesef, etc. But the kesef shvei kesef says Rashi, that refers to Beit Shammai Shita. And Bepruta shvei Pruta, that's Lebeit Hillel. But Perakama de Kedushin, Kari Ledinar Lebeit Shammai Kesef. It's called kesef, this dinar. The Amar Ravasi, Kol kesef Amur Batora Stam is kesef Suri. Ravasi says, anytime it says in the Torah Kesef, in the Torah Kesef, it's Kesef Tzuri. And Vosvina and Varei Kedusha Isha, the Gemara asks over there, what about Kedusha Isha, etc. The Lechur, you don't need it. And then Lema Ravasi, Damar Kerei Shammai. And then the Gemara says over there that Ravasi is holding like Beit Shammai. And therefore, this Kesef that Ravasi is referring to, that's what Beit Shammai is talking about. Okay. Min Hasafek. So we said that they were, Rabbi Shimon said, that they're nimnu from the vadai, but they were not nimnu from the safek. And we said, Havamina Rashi says, Kasal Kadaita, we think that what's Safek that they were not Nimna from? That's so Kasal Kadaita Chashta, that refers to Beisr Safek, Kagon, Megarish Vilana Imova Pundaki, the Lake Ella Safek, Shema Baal Ella Shem Kedushin. Right? When he, after he divorces her and he's alone with her, we don't know for sure he had relations with her, so we think that that's the Safek with her not Nimna. Until we said later on that, once said, what's the difference? Once there's a safek, there should be nimna from that also. And before we said, it's talking about minastam. Okay. Litzara atzma. So we said that, why would they have to be, in both directions? One direction, I can understand that the children are going to be, mamzerim. Right, according to Beis Hillel, you know, if the Sarah Zerva, you know, has Yibum, it's going to be the kids are going to be Mamzerim. But according to the other way, according to Beis Hillel, by Shammai, it's only a lot. The kids aren't going to, you know, be Mamzerim. So what's the problem? So why would they name this? And we're answered, Litzara Atzma. We're not worried about Enechana, we're not worried about the kids. But we're talking about they were nimna from marrying the, in this case, the Yavama Lashok, because that's an Isser La. Ulolam Beit Shammai Nami Nimni Mi Beit Hillel Milisa Tzara Habas Velo Chalitza. Okay, Mina Stam, we answered, it doesn't mean Mina Safek, it means they were not nimna Mina Stam. Says Rashi Kokama Delav Modilu, as long as they didn't tell him, Lo Hayu Farsi Mi Stam. If they didn't say anything, then they got married. Why? The Vaday, you have a Mihanach, the Lo Svira Aluhu, have a Modi. Because if it was someone that they held, they didn't hold, it was okay, they would have told them. Okay. Beseder. Well, just next thing, we'll just get our feet wet in the Vray, so I'll leave it for the Rav to think as it goes on while on the next page, but we'll probably go over it. We'll just mention the Bryce and then let the Rav take it from there tomorrow. Is that the Shem? Okay, so the next Tashman, Bryce says, Amar Yochanan bin Nuri, Heachalachazu Rovachas Abi Israel. And now, how should we deal with this halacha of the Saras Erva? So, Im Nasek Edivri Bet Shammai, if we're going to deal with it like Beit Shammai says, and then we're going to allow the Tzaras Erva to have Yibum, then we have a problem. Why? Havlad Mamzil Divrei Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says the kid that's going to come from that relationship, this Issachar, is going to be a Mamzil. And if we do Nasa Kedivrei Beis Hillel, if we're going to follow Beis Hillel, it's also a problem. Why? Because Havlad Pagum Lidivrei Beis Shammai. The answer that Eliyahu asked this question yesterday, so the Gemara mentions it over here. So, that according to this Yavama Lashok, right? Eliyahu asked yesterday, what's the din if the kid that comes from that is would be a chalal? Now, if that Yavama Lashok, which is Nisr Lav, if she would marry a Kohen, would the child be a chalal? So here we see, yeah. So it is a chalal. Okay, so therefore that's what Gemara is saying, that it's not good either. According to Beis Hillel, even not secondary Beis Hillel, and we're going to, you know, matir the Yavama Lashok, then if she marries a Kohen, then Havlad Pagum is going to be a Chala, Lidivrei Beit Shammai. So that's also no good. So, Bo Nisakein Lehen Latsaros Sheyehu Choltos V'lo Misyav Yavamos. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri had an idea. He says, so why don't we make a takana that they should do imu, they should do chalitza, and then we're good according to everybody. According to Beis Hillel, that anyway she's, you know, free, she's patur from everything, imu chalitza. Okay, so you did chalitza, no big deal, you know, take off the shoe, spit, you know, didn't do anything terrible, no problem. And according to Beis Shammai, that you're supposed to do imu or chalitza. Good, so you did chalitza. So, as long as you do chalitza, now, according to everybody, everything's great. So maybe we'll make a takana like that. So, lo hispiku ligmor es adavar ad chenitra fasha. But before he had a chance to put this enactment into play, something happened. It was snatched away from Shemayim. It was stopped. Hashem, for some reason, didn't want it. So, amalor Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, he said to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Mana selahem letzaros harishonos miata. So he said that what's the problem over here? The problem is, from now on, it's good. But it's a problem what happened until now, right? According to Beis Hillel, the Tzaras Erva, you're not allowed to marry Tzaras Erva, it's Mamish Itzarkares, and the ones that did it until now, till your enactment, then if you're going to say that they were not allowed to do it, it means that you're now saying all the kids until now are mimzeri, right? Because they were not allowed to do that. And now that you're making them, oh, they have to do chalitza, we see, oh, they were not allowed to do it, you know. So now that makes it that the kids from that in the past were mimzeri, and that's not a good thing. And that's why Stamet was stopped min hashamayim to make such an enactment. Okay, and the Gemara is going to go on and ask on this, etc. Okay, let's see the Rashi. Havlad pagum l'divrei Beit Shammai. The Imhaya Kohen, again, if the Yavam Melashuk, if she married a Kohen, then the kid that comes from it, this Vlad, if he's a Kohen, is pasul l'kahuna. V'afagav de b'nei chayvei lavim k'sherim l'kal. But even though l'maisa, if not l'gabe kahuna, the kids are fine, they're not mamzerim, according to how we pasken out Rabbi Akiva, they're k'sherim l'kal, but still chalalim heim l'nyen kahuna. It's still a chalal l'gabe kahuna. The asamik that we learned this from a chavachomer ma'amana l'koin gad ala kaman mishmaitin. Okay, next amud Rashi shihu cholzo. So his takana was to go like that makes everybody happy is they should do chalitza the tzara serav of yanatzu l'shuk behekshir l'divri akol, and then she can go marry according to everybody. She's fine based on Hillel anyway. She can go marry without anything, and now that she did chalitza, even according to Beit Shammai. But the problem is mana sila tzara sarishono shenit yavmu. The ones that did Yibum until now. Ubineim now, according to this, are Mamzerim, im nigmar halakha shalo yitnyamu. We're going to say now, you have to do chalitza, means you're not allowed to do Yibum. So now you're saying that, well, what about the ones that did Yibum until now? Mashwa, they did something wrong, and therefore the kids are Mamzerim, which is no good. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to go on and ask.